At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com. You don't mean to tell me that you think they made a huge mistake with a horse one time or something?
Oh, no.
I'm just saying, Dell.
No.
John brought it up.
What is wrong with you?
Well, you make mistakes like that. No. All right, yeah, that was wrong.
You
think no, that was on me.
Yeah,
I'm going to immediately say, yeah, what's the next story?
I remember having an argument with a guy.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Do the hustle.
You cannot not dance to this song. It's impossible. You can't hear Do the Hustle without, yeah, without a move, without busting a move. You just can't. Frank outdid himself. But I don't know why he put in there, I remember having an argument with a guy. What?
Random.
It was random. Frank is random.
I'm getting to the point now where I'm losing some excitement about the Rockets. Just because one of the things that was exciting was they played defense.
Oh, no.
The effort level was so much higher. And now it's getting to a point where I don't feel like they're... I don't think they're checking out on Udoka. But I don't feel like they are really... Something just feels off. I mean, they can't win on the road. They're a bad road team. Something's just off about this team. And no Van Vliet hurts the team, obviously, in certain ways. I guess offensively. I mean, you have, I don't know. Something isn't quite right right now. It's not the same energy we saw before. There's not the same, they don't have the same pride in defense.
Yeah,
they're not closing out
it's
the same way.
It's funny that he would put up with what happened last night.
Well, I don't think he does. I mean, we saw what he said about Cam Whitmore the other day.
Yeah, and yet there was Cam out there again.
No, I'm all for Cam playing. I'm just saying, Ime's already told you.
Did you see what Steve Clifford was saying? The Hornets head coach? Boy, he lit into, he's like, you could score, there's guys in the league that are scoring 15 points a night that are around for five. They never win, and they're just on these teams, and that's what the NBA has become. You just got guys that are just hanging out and scoring 15 points a night, you know, and it's just, it's actually, last night is hard to watch. 68% from the field. Honestly, that's not,
some of them were good shots. I mean, they got hot from three. Some of those shots were good shots.
Yeah, but I so much prefer watching the Cougs, if you want to know the truth. I do.
You're right. You're right. It's, they're winning. I mean, it is not an aesthetically pleasing game to watch offensively.
No, but did you like basketball more in the 90s?
I like dogs. Yeah. Cougars have dogs.
I mean, no, but did you like basketball more in the 90s? I mean, I liked it more because I was a Bulls fan.
80s were really fun to watch.
And the Rockets. I mean,
yeah,
was
but
defense.
It was, man, the fist fights between the Rockets and Knicks, I mean.
Well,
it was,
the fighting had to stop. But well, the, no, no, the no, hard
I mean,
basketball.
No, I mean fist fights between, like,
oh, yeah.
I'm not even talking about fights. I mean, look, what made that basketball harder to watch is they would eat up. They wouldn't play faster. Like, they wouldn't. They ate up shot clock until there was under five on the shot clock in most sets. That was self-made.
Yeah.
They didn't need to do that. Now you have early offense. I think the difference is that they would, now, the intensity was much stronger. The intensity ramps up in playoff basketball in the NBA too, but it's the regular season. Some of the stuff, like, I thought the Rockets were going to have just a dog defensive team the whole time, and it's not.
And Ahmed's a better defender.
Yeah.
And he's out there now and playing a lot more minutes, and What the bleep was that last night?
Jalen and Whitmore. You know, Shingun is never going to be a plus defender. Never, never, never.
No, he doesn't
have those feet. He doesn't have those that quick vertical. Yeah, I mean, he's always going to be a plus offensive player, and you hope he gets to be an average defender. That's what your hope is. And there's lots of great Hall of Famers who are that. I mean, James Harden is a good post defender, a bad perimeter defender, and one of the best scorers of all time in the NBA. He'll be a Hall of Famer. You don't have to be a great defender, but you need great defenders around you. And I thought they were kind of building that out. We saw phases of that with Ime Udoka, but it's not that way right now. They're in a little bit of a funk. And I had someone reach out who watches Rockets, but he doesn't live in this city. He's like, is there anybody that can trade Jalen Green? This is in the second quarter.
Dude, I mean, it's out there now. Look, okay, that's something else, too. There was a story. There's another story that came out from an NBA insider that was Mikal Bridges for Jalen Green. And the Nets didn't want to do it. What does that do with Jalen here now, knowing there are multiple places that are reporting that Jalen Green is on the block?
I don't think it matters. I think Jalen cares about Jay. I don't mean this in the way it's going to sound. I think Jalen cares about Jalen. So if he's getting his 30, like he played great yesterday. So if Jalen's playing well, I think Jalen will be happy, even if they're losing. And I think that's one of the problems. I think Jalen does care more about the team now than he used to. But I almost wonder if he's fundamentally damaged by the Stephen Silas years. Let me explain this. He didn't play. He was an AAU player. That doesn't always guarantee a lot of structure. Then he went to Ignite. Wasn't he in Ignite or was he G League? I think he was in Ignite or Ignite. Overtime.
Well, Ignite is a G League team.
Okay, was it G League, Ignite, G League, or was Ignite. It Overtime?
I think he was in the G League.
Okay.
I
don't know. And he played famously something like 14 to 19 games. So he didn't play that much there. Then he steps onto a team with poor discipline and a coach who doesn't hold anyone accountable. So what did he learn for that? So in a formative 3-year period, Jalen didn't really learn team basketball. He didn't really have experience being accountable. Defense was not a thing. I mean,
no, he learned. His first 2 years were about as poor a teaching as you can possibly get.
Now it was fine for him offensively, but it was not for
even
being
that,
a team,
though,
for being a winner.
It was basically,
well, it was one on one,
one on five.
But he showed an ability to score. Like, he can score, but the problem is this Somebody's is that what score. You need? Yeah, is this what you need for a championship basketball team? So Jalen being talented is there's no doubt about that. Now, is he consistent? Is he a consistent scorer or an explosive scorer who will have some ups and downs? I don't know. I wonder if Jalen can ever be the guy that Ime Udoka wants, because his formative years were like it's going to take a while to mold him into what Udoka wants, and I'm not sure he ever gets there into what Udoka wants. And that's why I feel strongly that there is definitely a drop dead date where he gets moved.
Okay, but at what point do we start to say, okay, what Ime Udoka wants? And listen, last night, I don't care. Ime Udoka should have been livid about what happened last night.
It won 41-39 in the first quarter.
It was 75-68 at the half. That's a third quarter score. Midway through the third quarter or later. That's ridiculous to be playing that kind of basketball when your coach is
The Pacers play with pace and they score a lot. They score on everybody. This is not anything new. I remember the Bucks. The over under when they played the Bucks this year was like 267. I was what? Or 250? Yeah, it's like 267. I was like, holy crap! And I started paying attention. This was early in the year. They are a tempo team. They shoot the ball well.
Are they number one in scoring?
Yeah, they're going to. Yes, they score a ton of points.
They give up points. They score a lot of points.
To be fair, this is what they do, and you're also going to score too.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but it's you know what? That was unwatchable.
But this is not the first time. This is not the first time the Rockets have struggled defensively over the last two or three weeks. I mean, it's been going on too often compared to what they were early in the year. And so that's why I think at some point Ime, now what bothers me are coaches like Ime Udoka, just like Van Gundy, love veteran players. They love players that are safe. They love a certain type of player. I don't want to see this team get artificially old. That's not what I want. I want young players featured. I want Amen featured. I want Cam featured. But I think they need to be held accountable. You can still feature him and say, hey, just like he did the other day, hey, Cam, I need extra passes. We can't keep doing this or I'll send you down to the G League.
Yeah, right.
That's great. That's good. This is a process, though. This is not a playoff
team. No, I know, but they need to be better than this. They need to be better. And this is not what you bought when you bought Ime Udoka. What you bought was a guy who is going to be disciplined.
Time.
He's baby Thibodeau. Okay?
Roster configuration still needs to happen. As much as people don't think so.
Well, then I guess that rocket.
I see individual
that
pieces.
That rocket reconfiguration is probably Jalen Green then.
I see
today's
individual.
Today's the day. You got to get rid of him. If
I
you're
see
get rid
individual
of him.
Pieces, but what I don't see is I don't see a complete team. Like, I don't see the team yet. I see little pieces here and there. It wouldn't shock me if Jayshon Tate got moved.
Well, yeah.
I mean, Jayshon has some value off the bench for teams. He is just a guy. I mean, Tari Eason is the four most valuable players on your team right now are Şengün, Tari Eason, Jalen Green.
Fred and Dylan Brooks are up there. Yeah.
Yeah, but for other teams, look how much Fred makes.
Well, no. And which are the most tradable or which are the most...
Well, core guys.
Core guys. The Dylan Brooks and Fred VanVleet have to be core guys.
But he doesn't
42
have,
and 20 a year.
But he doesn't... Well, I don't care what their price... Do you think Fred's playing $40 million basketball this year?
Fred is... No.
He was never going to do that.
No.
But Fred brings something to the table that is... That's the kind of thing... Ime Udoka wants is a Fred VanVleet.
Yes, that's great. Yeah. That doesn't make him a core guy in the future, though. He has a two-year deal.
Yeah. Well,
that's why I'm not. I don't know if I consider him a core guy now.
I thought you meant.
I mean, for Rockets building a championship team, if they ever win a championship,
well,
Fred VanVleet will
better.
Not.
He's got a four-year deal.
Fred VanVleet.
You better be winning much bigger than this in the next 4 years.
Okay, so four core guys that you think. So it would be. See, I put Tari over if I had to make four. Yeah, Dylan Brooks for 4 years. Yeah, you have to put him in there.
Yes.
Dylan Brooks, Şengün, Jalen Green. Even if you deal him, it's Jalen Green, and then it's, I think, Tari Eason, right?
I think so. I'd like to see him every once in a while.
Well, an injury is an injury, and Fred's going to be out a while.
Well, we give, okay. Tari McCullers, get back out there.
John, you have a projection for the Rockets. You said they got to win a lot more than they are. Certainly fighting for a playing spot is not where they want to be in a couple of years, but progression of a team when your best player is currently 21 years old, how good should the Rockets be if Şengün is 23, 24?
Well, forget about, okay, so yeah. He's year three now.
Sure.
So 4, 5, 6, he needs to be?
That's fine. He could be a great player, but when you are building a team around youth, I guess you could be the Thunder.
Listen, he's got experience now, though.
If they win 33 games.
And, oh, by the
games,
way, you've got to get all that Steven Silas stuff out.
That's why I said how much winning.
Yeah, and that takes time.
When Şengün is 24, how good should this team be?
I know.
This team is going to make leaps and bounds.
I know
that's
why. Doc Manavis is really, really good.
Because she won't really go in good. There and cut it.
Yeah. No, there's no cutting
there's
going
no
on.
There's no sawing going on inside your prostate.
Yeah, well, it's minimally invasive in that she has to put in an IV. That's it. So if you have an enlarged prostate.
What do other people do, John?
They cut. They put. Don't even talk about it. They put stuff up you. They open a blade and cut inside of you your prostate.
Like a weed whacker.
Kinda. Ugh. Yeah. Is this what you want? Nope. Or do you want an IV? Where you sit there for you read a book or you watch TV, you watch Netflix while you're getting an IV reducing your prostate. 45 minutes. That's it. I don't have any words for you if you go and you have an enlarged prostate and the doctor says we're going to perform surgery and you do it. I have no words for you because that's the silliest thing I've ever heard. The only thing you should do if you feel like you have an enlarged prostate, if you feel like you're going to the bathroom too much, if you feel like, you know, whatever, and it can be dangerous because it can give you urinary tract infections, kidney problems, liver problems, Doc Manavis is here for you with an IV. Go to 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
ESPN 97.5 on YouTube. Dog Show.
God loves a terrier.
You
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
922 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So we have the Super Bowl at, you know, media day. This kid, Jeremiah Fennell.
I love Jeremiah Fennell.
Yeah.
It's really good. 11-year-old kid who's razor sharp, and he doesn't have, like, you can just tell he knows what he's doing. He's going to be, he's good. My network had the foresight to bring him to media day, and it was with NFL Network.
So
we need to get rid of Daniel Jeremiah and have this kid on. I'll be the lead draft analyst. We save money, and then we...
Daniel Jeremiah is costing the company way too much.
Yeah, he's costing us way too much money.
Right. So, he hears you joking like that.
We bust each other's balls all the time. He crushes me. Yeah, so I have to crush him back.
Okay, so...
I don't want to do all the TV appearances he does, though. Let Jeremiah do that. I just want the money.
Just all. Just give me the money.
I just want the money.
Hang out here on
radio. I'll keep doing what I'm doing, and I want the money.
So we got that. So the questions. Andy Reid got asked Andy Reid, Brock Purdy, and Patrick Mahomes all got asked these questions at the Super Bowl media day.
So which one are we going with first?
I don't know. Andy Reid first? Do Andy Reid first.
Coach, right here.
Yep.
Gotcha. Question from Germany. Yes. As you said before, times have changed a lot. The internet, mobile phones. What do you say about the conspiracies that have popped up concerning Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, like some kind of Republican conspiracies, that you guys made it into the Super Bowl to actually secretly re-elect or help re-elect President Biden?
That's way out of my league. Very similar to me speaking German. We appreciate I appreciate the question. She's been great. We had a nice visit with President Biden. That's about as far as I can go last year. Yeah.
Now, this is real out there. People actually believe this.
I know. The conspiracy theorists now have gotten like, it's actually scary because it's not. I get frightened by this because I know people who are liberal. I know people who are conservative who are normal. Like, I know there's a lot more normal people than the other side will think about the other side. You know what I mean? Like, I know plenty of regular normal conservative people. Yeah. I know regular normal liberal people. Yeah, Democrats, Republicans. But the conspiracy people thing on the left and right,
the problem is
terrifying to me.
The problem is, yes. I mean, well, we hear from the idiots. We hear from the fringe way more.
And then a lot of people are easily tricked.
Yes.
Imagine that. Easily cajoled.
I kind of believe that there is some kind of thing going on. Right?
The NFL's trying to get.
He's one of a lot of those people. Easily tricked.
Yeah. Easily tricked.
Yeah,
now, what about Brock Purdy? There is something to this. There is. Now, if you don't believe this, then I don't know what's wrong with you.
Have you ever seen Bodies, Dale?
Yep.
John, you saw Bodies?
I saw Bodies.
Time travel's possible.
Here's the deal. Listen, I don't know if you can hear the question all that great.
I had to amp up.
You have to amp. Okay. You amped it up.
Yeah.
So, okay. It just has to do with Lee Harvey Oswald. Here is Brock Purdy at the podium.
You and Lee Harvey Oswald circling around the internet right now. People think you two look alike. Did you ever hear that before?
I haven't. That's my first time hearing it. Yeah.
What do you think about that comparison? Physical comparison,
obviously. I don't know.
I'm glad he clarified physical comparison. I'm not saying you're eventually going to shoot a president, but what do you look?
If
do you think
he
you look
did,
like?
Though, if he did, now if Brock Purdy ends up someday, shooting a president.
Why are we doing this?
Just let him cook. Let him cook.
No, are the physical compare because they are comparable. If you ever go look at Brock Purdy and Lee Harvey Oswald, they're doppelgangers. Okay, if he does end up shooting a president, is there something to this? And then we'll go back to this question, and me right here, and we will say, there was something actually to this.
I got a picture of John Wilkes Booth.
Okay.
I'm pulling him up, too.
He looks like Paul Gallant a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Just look like Paulie G a little bit.
Let's take the mustache off.
Yeah, look at
different hair. Oh, my God.
He looks like
and Paulie the brows.
G. Yeah.
He does have a little bit of a Paul Gallant look.
Yeah.
If I take the mustache off. I mean, the hair is obviously different.
But, who yeah, and the John, face is different, too.
Who
but,
could we go to a media day?
You mean everything is different? Okay, thanks.
Who could we go to a media day? This feels like it looks like Brock Purdy.
Do you think he looks like Brock Purdy?
A if little. You do this?
Wait a minute.
If yeah.
We, yeah.
It does.
It looks a little like Brock Purdy.
I'm going to
And make like if Paul Gallant and Brock Purdy had a baby.
Sirhan be Sirhan, right? Is that was?
Who's Are you just looking up people who have shot at presidents?
Yes.
And see if anyone here looks like them?
What was his name? Is that Sirhan be Sirhan?
Sirhan Sirhan. Sirhan Sirhan. Well, he didn't kill. He killed Bobby, didn't he? He didn't kill a president. Or was, which one did he kill?
He shot RFK.
Yeah.
A senator, not a president.
When he right, shot so, him.
He. Oh.
Who do you think that looks Raheel? Like? No. It damn looks, it.
Don't call Avery Heel. I'll tell you, it looks like a little bit. Raheel. It looks got a Purdy look. Like if you,
he doesn't look like Purdy.
No. Yeah, but if you put him in a different, you know,
face.
Country,
yeah, yeah, it could be. He, oh, he's.
If you look
yeah,
in the eyes, he's got a Brock Purdy look.
Yes, he's the Arabic. Purdy. Yeah,
he doesn't look like.
Let me
Brock
look up
Purdy.
John Wayne Gacy real quick.
He didn't shoot.
He didn't
a president.
Kill a president. No, but who's well, the guy?
We're moving to serial
that just
kills.
Got out of prison and shot Ronald Reagan.
Mm.
Oh, what's his name?
Oh, Hinckley? John Hinckley?
Yeah, John Hinckley. Let's see if he looks like
Let
him.
Let me see.
Of course, he's still alive, so it's going to be hard to be Brock Purdy
is
now.
Is it Hinckley? Yeah, Hinckley John Hinckley Jr. John
he
Hinckley.
Does not look like Brock Purdy.
John but Hinckley? He's still alive, so they're two
he
different
looks
people.
Like
we know that. Because well, I don't think.
What did he. Wait, no, this can't be it.
Lee Harvey Oswald's still alive, so okay. He could be Brock Purdy now.
You know who could have played him in a movie, maybe? I don't know.
Ooh,
remember the guy with the in Bluebird or Blackbird who was basically copying Bernie the Wolf?
Yeah, no.
But
not.
What if you put a mustache on him?
Yeah, no, he's still alive.
Who so does this look like to you?
He looks like a young John Voight.
It doesn't look like Gallant or Purdy?
Not so much Paul Gallant, no. I think Paul Gallant looks a lot
Does that
like
look like Josh Beard?
Michael.
What about what about
Joel?
No, Branham.
Oh, look it does look eyes. Like Branham.
He does look a little bit like.
Do you think John Hinckley, that Branham could be John Hinckley's
Our
kid?
Our station is full of people who look like.
So Connor and Beard
people
a,
who have tried to assassinate presidents.
So Connor and Beard did a thing where they wanted to figure out who they would fight. You guys have at the station, you guys have taken it to another level where you're comparing people here who look like potential assassinators of presidents.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, no, that
what
is.
What Super Bowl week?
That Branham could be his kid.
If you do a ChatGPT, like, show me Jeremy Branham as somebody who tried to assassinate a president.
And it'd be John Hinckley.
And they'd do a picture of Hinckley.
No, yeah, 100%. John Hinckley looks like Meatloaf the singer.
Yeah, but you have to. Okay, and what? And what does he look like when
not
he loses
really.
Weight?
He does. Look at him as an old guy. Look at Meatloaf.
We're not
today.
Doing
oh,
old
no,
guys.
Oh no, we're doing when he shot him.
Even still, look at young Meatloaf and young Hinckley
in their prime.
I'm looking at him right now.
Jeremy Branham's in his prime right now.
Is he?
Yeah, he's calling Cougar games.
He doesn't look like Branham.
Do you call games?
Do you think
for
it's just a front?
One of the top
when
five
the Cougs
teams
win
in the, nation?
The national championship, he goes to the White House. Boom!
No!
No! My!
Oh my God! You could get John. You know that you can get a visit from the Secret Service. Now I'm not involved
you're
in this.
You're
going to
have
out.
Him investigated.
I'm out too on this.
No, you said it. What do you mean you're
I'm
out
on this?
By the way, Jeremy,
you
that's John, not us.
You can't, yeah, that's John.
We don't
I did
think,
not say
we don't
anything
think you
like
latched
that.
Onto the Cougars hoping they'd win a title so you could.
I'm hoping you lose now.
Yeah, I don't want you to win.
No, no offense. But John has planted a.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah. No, that's awful. Whoever said that. Never mind. Let's.
It's on the air. You can't
he
be like, never mind.
Immediately realized that that's one of those things that Secret Service doesn't joke around
no,
about.
They don't.
The FBI.
I'm talking about John. I'm not me, Jeremy.
Well, they're going to have to ask you, why do you think that?
Because he looks
what
like
you,
he looks like Hinckley. I can't
mean,
do anything about
look
that.
Like a, yeah, I mean, like.
There's nothing I can do about that.
I don't know. It's not our fault that we recognize people who look like people who tried to assassinate presidents.
Do you know what?
That's they not on
a,
us.
They do a segment on Friday of who said this.
Oh yeah, you're gonna
guess
be,
who's getting it.
Oh, you're
who's
catching it. Yeah. Although they may not want to highlight it.
No, probably you shouldn't.
No,
Joe George, do not highlight that one. Okay,
because it suggests that your host has got a maniacal plan to kill a president,
but not John.
Not me. John. No.
So that's why John shouldn't be in trouble.
I don't
for
know.
It.
I'm just saying it could.
If you're investigating someone, it's not this show.
Speaking of wild conspiracies, John just unearthed one.
931 ESPN 97.5. Oh, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get a call from HRMP.
I do not think
the Secret Service
Jason
calls,
Barrett would not like this segment.
No.
If he were still in charge.
HRP is probably going to be calling at any time now. So this is, yeah, this is the kind of offense where you say, John, you might have gone too far.
Yeah, you're going to get suspended.
But I never has HRP called me. Never. Okay.
Teflon John, they call you
I've
that.
I've called them. And you know what? Here's the deal. I've called them because I had some questions about, I don't know, how do I get into this? How do I get into the website? Yeah, because I'm not that bright. But I called them, and you know what? They answer all of your calls. And they've got thousands and thousands and thousands of employees that work for companies that they work for, and yet they're available for everybody. So you're not bothered with those questions, those payroll questions or HR questions. I've never had a question about my time off. That's why I called them, and I didn't know how to get on the websites, and they helped me out. So here's the deal, is they're perfect. They're perfect for all of this stuff. You're looking for the payroll company that's going to be perfect for your business. I don't know what your payroll company does for you. I don't know what your admin company. I can tell you this, they're probably overcharging you. And HRP says, we will look at your business, and we'll tell you how we can save you money. And they can save you money. If you're doing your payroll yourself, or you've got a payroll company through an admin company, well, the admin company wants to do everything. They want to take your 401k. They want to do your insurance. They want to do it all. And they're making a lot of money off of that. HRP, not so much. They don't do insurance. They don't do 401k because they let you choose what you want. So if you're looking for that kind of payroll company that could quite possibly save your business a lot of money, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hear your family.
Look at our family now.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Mahomes looks like Jeremy Renner. Y'all see that?
Huh? He sounds like Kermit the Frog. I know that. 713-780-3776 is the number you want to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Jackie said, John, so if Purdy assassinates Dell, whoa, Lance, Dell, let him cook. John cooks. Lance immediately taps out and says, let the record reflect. It's true. Sometimes you can't let people cook.
Sometimes. Hey, you step in and go, hey, let him go. You know better.
No, you're right. You're right.
You can't just let him go.
You're right. You're right.
I was a little.
Tomorrow we've got five-star.
A little reckless on
my part. We're going to come out with a ton of different. You know, one thing I've noticed.
Yeah, we need him to put together a bunch of props.
Props. And so we'll go through a bunch of props. I'm already telling you, Heads is going to win this year. I talked to some conspiracy theorists online, and it looks like Heads has already been predetermined. They've got a head-head coin.
What?
Yep. Heads already out there. By the way, did you see what happened with your favorite football coach?
What? Bill Belichick?
Close.
Who's my favorite? Bill O'Brien?
Yep.
What? Ohio State?
Nope.
He's out?
Looks like he's going to Boston College to become a head coach.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. I think that's perfect. He's a mass holder.
They talked about, yeah, he's from there, and his son, they've got a really good, you know, his son suffers from morning seizures.
Yeah,
he's got a disease, so supposedly there's a really good.
That's why he loved being here, because of the facilities.
Yeah, supposedly there's a really good facility here, so that's good for OB and his child if they end up taking that job, which I think he will. But I think all things considered, like, does he want to have to deal with all the NIL stuff and everything like that? Nobody wants to anymore. But for your son and for medical standpoint and facilities, and probably the money's better. Probably. Although college coordinators are getting
at
paid
Ohio
now.
State, yeah. I would imagine he's not doing that much for the money. I mean, yeah, he wants to be the boss again. It had to just kill him to have to listen to Belichick and, you know,
Saban,
both of them, two dictators. Now he can be the dictator again, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
He gets back to his rightful, he gets the throne back.
Yeah. I mean, once you are the man,
He didn't like being the hand, and he was, once he gets back on the throne, like.
Do you think he changes at all?
No,
he is who he is. It's hard to change those spots.
I think he's fundamentally, I think he has some anger issues.
Yes.
That I think he can't relax. I don't know how much of that is driven by his personality. Probably most of it. I don't know if, you know, the stress of some of the family stuff and things like that. You never know, and you don't want to, you know, I don't want to guess too much. But I think Bill O'Brien is just a guy who, he just gets very high and very low. And I think that burns you out quickly. He's talented. I think he has a good football mind. I think he knows what he's doing. But I just think that eventually he burns people out because he's so high and low, so high and low. I mean, we experienced it from the very first time he was there. You started figuring out that Bill O'Brien, Bill O'Brien just couldn't. The difference from Gary Kubiak, who was straight down the middle all the time, to the point that you wished he was more up and down a little bit. And then you get Bill O'Brien, who, if he didn't like a practice, I mean, it was going to be a terrible post-practice interview. He was going to be short and mad and all that stuff, and it was rough for people in the building. It created big dissension. So, no, I don't think he changes. I think that's who he is. I think he'll try to. Like, you watched Last Chance U, right?
Yep.
Okay, remember that guy, Buddy? The very first one they showed
had anger issues.
Yeah. So the first one, he didn't like the way he looked, and he didn't like the way that they, quote-unquote, portrayed him, which was a documentary. And so remember that year two, he tried to do it different? He was trying to be calmer and all that stuff, and eventually...
It didn't work.
Eventually, he was who he was. Jason Brown had some of the same stuff.
In that second year, didn't he get thrown out for hitting or going after...
Or he was
fighting a coach on the sideline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he eventually, Buddy just couldn't, East Community Junior College, he just couldn't, East Mississippi, I think it was. He just eventually became who he is. Yeah. Bill O'Brien's too old to, he's got to be around 50 now, 51, something like that. Man, 52. Bill O'Brien is who he is.
Yeah.
It's not going to change.
Let's get Josh in here before we hit News of the Weird. Hey, Josh.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, Lance, I haven't heard you use the reference of sneaky anymore. I mean, is somebody going to pull a sneaky Lee Harvey if they move, if all these lookalikes? It's almost 2025. They can look like anybody these days.
Wait, what do you mean sneaky? I feel like I'm missing out on a reference.
Sneaky Pete.
Oh, yeah. Sneaky Lee Harvey. I don't know.
Sneaky Hinkley.
Sneaky Hinkley. I don't like the idea of a Sneaky Hinkley. What about Sneaky? Well, Sneaky Raheel could have been a thing. That should have been a show.
Well,
who's the closest to Sneaky Pete? Remember, did you ever watch the show Sneaky Pete?
Sneaky Pete? Yeah.
Yeah. Sneaky Raheel could have been a thing.
Oh, I mean, he is. I mean, he is Eddie Haskell. Raheel is Eddie Haskell.
Yeah,
Sneaky he's one
Raheel.
Way, and then he's just the total opposite.
Hey,
person.
Guys.
How are you?
How do you like this girl? Look at this young girl. Remember when he tried to get, like, Longhorn tickets by featuring his daughter in a post? Like, some. She
worst.
Was thrown down on the ground by his woman or whatever he did. Do you remember that, Dell? He did something trying to get the Longhorns to send him some tickets. Sneaky Raheel is just. That's more than Sneaky Hinkley. Who's the sneakiest player in Houston right now? It doesn't mean it's bad. Yeah, it's probably Dylan Brooks.
Oh, I don't know. He's just got anger. I'd see Dylan Brooks as more as an anger guy.
I don't think it's
sneaky.
Anger. I think he likes to, like, oh, you don't think he would? Oh, you. What about when he pretends like he's getting over a pick and then he tries to ram you up through your sack? That's sneaky. That's sneaky.
Well,
that's sneak punching.
Not really
sneak dissing.
Sneaky because he
that's
never gets away
rack.
With it.
It's a sneak rack. Well, yeah. People are alerted because of the immediate collapse to the ground.
Well, that's
of the
true.
Picks, of the pick.
And then they go, well, now go sit down. Go in
what
the
about
locker room.
Tank. Is Tank Dell the sneakiest?
Oh.
Tank might be the sneakiest player.
Yeah. Nico was sneaky, too.
What a great word. Sneak. Yeah, he's sneaky fast.
Yeah. Jonathan Grenard was sneaky this year.
Yeah. He's right? Pretty sneaky.
We didn't expect that. Him to have dealt with.
Blake Cashman was sneaky good.
Yeah. No, he is sneaky.
Denzel Perrin was sneaky bad at coverage. That probably wasn't sneaky. It's probably out there. That's why teams
probably he was just being himself. He was just being himself.
You know who's sneaky bad? Kenyon Green so far has been sneaky bad.
I think Jalen Petrie doesn't get enough credit for that.
Well, I tell you what. if there's a guy named Jalen, John is going to slander him. Anybody named Jalen in this city.
I like Jalen Carter.
He doesn't you play shouldn't. In here.
Oh, yeah.
He did. He wasn't good at back half of the year for the Eagles.
He was sneaky average, too.
I'm looking, and we never did this, because let's do this before we get to the break. You know, we never did the Houston football schedule, U of H football schedule. They in the preseason, they got UNLV at home. They open up the new TD ECU stadium at home on August 31st, Labor Day weekend. And then at Oklahoma, that return game that they have to return to Oklahoma. You know, they went to Oklahoma. Dana's first ever game was at Oklahoma. Well, first Oklahoma played here against Tom Herman, and Tom Herman beat him. Then, remember, at the NRG. Then Dana's first ever game was at Oklahoma, and now the second ever game for Willie Fritz is going to be at Oklahoma. You had to make two trips to Oklahoma to get that one game.
Let's
here.
Let's get Willie on tomorrow.
We get Willie
talk
on.
About talk it. About it. I'll reach out.
Then Rice at TD ECU State. And then they're – okay, so the home schedule for the Big 12 this year, Iowa State, Utah, Kansas State, Baylor. Not exactly what we were thinking the Big 12 was going to be. We thought it was going to be a lot of Texas teams, and it's not. Then on the road, they go to Cincinnati. They go to TCU. They go to Kansas. At Arizona and at BYU. Man, the league has turned into what was, when the Cougs joined it just a couple of years ago, was mostly the old Big Eight. Now it's just another hodgepodge.
I know. Hey, this doesn't look like a Big 12. This we thought we were getting
like a Big 12 at all.
This looks like Conference USA.
I mean, it looks more like the American, but it's. It doesn't look like the Big 12 anymore, really.
No, that's why it's important that they secure. I don't know how this is going to work. Tomorrow, we'll say this for tomorrow, but there was some really interesting, we haven't really talked about this, but the unionizing of Dartmouth basketball, the National Labor Relations Board said that they could unionize their employees. We need to get into this because it opened up a discussion about contracts. And now players are not going to be able to move. Like, you have to be careful. You can go too far with this because it's going to be limiting.
If you have a contract. Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be limiting. So Rick Pitino followed up with some things that he recommended for basketball, which I think actually some of them made sense. But we could be on the cusp of a true amateur/professional sports setup that's going to limit movement from players,
Forget amateur. Once they get to college, they're pro. They could become pros.
Could change also the structure of the collegiate.
All right, we got to break it there because we got news of the word coming your way. And I'm okay, Dell. First person right now, we're going to get a VIP table at Warehouse Live for the big game. 713-780-3776. Right now, first caller.
Take care of that.
Brett, first caller right now, 713-780-3776. The very first caller is going to get a table, a VIP table. If you want to come and join us at Warehouse Live. Now, here's the deal is you come, doors will open at 2. The band starts at 3. We'll end at 5. The game's at 5:30. So it's going to be a great time had by all. Want you to come. And if you don't get a VIP table, it's okay. It's going to be, we're all together. It's not kind of, it's going to be just great. There's going to be a beer flying. There's going to be food trucks. It's going to be a great place to watch the game. I don't know what your plans are for the game, but I can tell you this. It's going to be fun at Warehouse Live Midtown. So come on. It's at McGowan and Travis. I don't know. The screen, you're not going to find a bigger screen for the big game anywhere. We're going to have a big time this Sunday. I want you to come on out to Warehouse Live, Midtown.com. Print your tickets out. Come. The earlier you get there, the better seats you get, including the VIP people. You got to be there early if you want to get those best of the seats right in front of the stage. Warehouse Live, Midtown.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. I'm hungry.
The Krusty Krab Pizza is the pizza absolutively.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
Weird. For whatever reason, this came up at a couple of places. Mexican porn star Alex Martin has revealed that he has 7 wives, one for every day of the week. Do you want a wife for every day of the week? Here's what he said
about it. I
want
Nicole for every day of the week. That's quite enough, sir.
He's enjoying his seven deadly sins. The unconventional arrangement does cause some issues. He says, obviously, it's a little harder because one of them always gets angry. Yami gets jealous of Yamileth. Giselle gets jealous of everyone. She's very jealous. I just don't know that it would just seven, one for every day of the week. I don't care if you're a porn star or whatever. It just feels like it'd be a lot of work.
This is poorly thought out.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when they tried this on Big Love just with to bring a fourth in, the Russian girl, turned into a disaster.
Yeah.
Why would, of course he's going to have.
Yeah. So at seven.
I wonder who the Nikki is from Chloe Sevigny, her character.
I don't know.
And who the Barb is, who the number original sister wife was. Yeah,
I don't know. One person said, well, he's not really married to all seven. He's just a pimp.
Yeah, I don't think he's married to all seven either. I don't think they've
But he has one for every day of the week.
Yeah, well.
It just seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, people, you may be listening to that thinking, that's really pretty cool.
Biblical. No, I'm probably not that either. South Carolina is seeking to restart executions with electric chair and firing squad. They say painless death is not required. Do you feel like it should be painless or just shoot them or electrocute them? What do you think?
I mean, I feel like we should determine it based on the crime.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
if
they are going to lose their lives.
So. Yeah. Firing squad wouldn't be bad. You go right away, right?
Well, depends on the shot.
Huh?
If it's not a headshot.
Well, yeah, I guess. But, I mean, if you got seven guys, one of them is going to kill you.
We go deep into every subject, probably deeper than we should.
Right.
Well, if it's not a headshot, then you...
Well, somebody's got to be able to hit you in the head.
I don't know if they're marksmen. Maybe they just give guys rifles and see what happens.
How about this? Police have recovered over 24 stolen bags of ice that were taken from a Vinton County dollar store. Do you feel like this is the best use? At some point, the ice is just going to melt, right?
But you did steal the ice from me.
I mean,
but once they steal it,
I mean, how does it help? We had a donut stealing story last week or the week before. Now they're stealing ice.
Yeah,
this is stuff that you can just buy.
I guess you don't have the money for it. For ice.
But how are you going to... What kind of market
bags?
Is there for ice?
How many bags?
Don't you have to refrigerate it? It costs you money.
Or freeze it. How much does a bag of ice cost?
Not that much. Oh. It's water.
Watch how valuable ice is when it hurts.
20 stolen bags of ice. Or two dozen.
How much?
It's not like...
Does that come out to be what?
That's 60 bucks. $100.
60 bucks I didn't have. So I stole it.
I guess. Seems like a lot of work carrying all those 100 bags, 24 bags of ice.
You're not,
$100.
Another more proof you're not a man of the people.
Rescue cat? No, I'm just a smarter crook. If I'm going to steal something and get in trouble,
I don't have 60
I'm
bucks.
I'm not going to steal something that can evaporate.
I got to steal ice. I don't have 60 bucks. I got to steal it.
A rescue cat refuses to eat food unless it comes with a side salad. Are you sure this cat needed rescuing? Are we sure? I mean, if this cat is so persnickety that it has to have
how does a cat know about a side salad?
What an uppity cat that is.
It is an uppity cat.
Someone had
right?
to train that cat to eat a side salad. Now you're stuck with it.
This is the reason why this encapsulates every cat that I've ever thought about. I don't know because I would never own a cat and I'm allergic to them, but this is why people hate them. They need side salads.
Would you date you're married, obviously, but
no.
in a different time, if a woman loved a cat.
Nope.
No.
You're out.
No good.
You're out.
Yeah, cat.
Good. Not date.
What if Michelle Keegan?
Not date. Be 50 what if Michelle, cats in the house.
What if Michelle Keegan loved the cat?
Yeah, what if Michelle Keegan?
Too bad. I don't do anything. I'm just looking at Michelle Keegan. That's all. She would try to go after me. I would say no.
You think that?
I've already said this. I never said that.
We've seen that husband. Alleged husband.
You seem like her type.
Yesterday, I tricked Monty. I said, hey, let's see who's prettier, Dua Lipa or Michelle Keegan. And I showed her Dua Lipa. By the way, Michelle Keegan blows Dua Lipa away.
Wow.
As far as beauty.
A turn on Dua Lipa.
Yeah. I know. I feel bad about it. But I looked at Dua Lipa. I just don't look at her the same way now that I've seen Michelle Keegan. But I said, who looks prettier, her or her? And then I said, oh, I'll tell you off the air. We got into a different discussion. It's just not for the air.
Oh, look at that.
It's not. We shouldn't be.
Some restraint.
About Helen Mirren.
Someone has some restraint here.
Helen Mirren and being naturally, you know, not
I thought you weren't going to talk about it.
Get surgeries all over your face and stuff like that.
Yeah, Helen Mirren didn't do that.
Helen Mirren just said, hey, I'm good. I'm rolling.
And she's still good.
Yeah.
Good for her. God bless. Hey, time for me to talk about my bookie. Tomorrow, Five Star is going to be on, and he's going to give you a bunch of prop bets, and I want you to listen to them, and I want you to go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. And this weekend is the big game, and it is by far, it's the best, most bet on event of the year by far. I mean, and you're not going to be a part of it? What? How about this? If you're looking for a great place to play, win, and get paid, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, the prop bets are going to be fantastic. They're unbelievable. It is the best place for you to get in on the action. So you just make your deposit, and when you make your deposit, you put in promo code BET975, and you're going to get a bonus. And if you and then you got all kinds of bonuses for the game as well. It's crazy. It's wonderful. But you're looking for a place to play. And then after the big game, there's all kinds of stuff, NBA, college basketball, baseball season's coming, all kinds of great stuff to still bet on. You're looking for the best place to win and get paid, mybookie.ag, but you got to put in promo code BET975.
75 and 92.5. Dude, totally.
Bye, bitch.